Good morning. This is Marco with Tepted Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, January 9th. And the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn up a penny and a half, March wheat up a penny and a half, and March beans up 3 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar down 20 ticks, but crude oil is up another $1.41 a barrel, back up to $51.19. Pretty impressive rally there. I think it's now the seventh or eighth straight day of higher prices and closes. Pretty unusual in the crude oil market, but looks pretty strong in here. But, you know, this may be it here for a while. It's getting a little overbought. But I think that helped firm up the grains. News that the United States and China were going to extend their discussions for another day. We haven't seen any real results out of that meeting yet, but hopefully we'll see something positive. In the wheat market, it looks like Algeria did buy some U.S. wheat. There was a tender this morning. It looks like the U.S. got some of that business. So that may explain why the wheat was stronger than corn and beans yesterday. We need to see an awful lot more buying, though, particularly from Egypt, if we really think we're going to rally this market. You know, we just don't have any fresh news with the USDA down. We don't know what's being sold around or what the export situation is. It's just really hard to get a handle on these markets. You might want to think that, you know, if crude's higher, the grains are going to be higher, but that doesn't always hold true in here. It's just very tough. The weather in Brazil, where it's hot and dry, it's hot and dry. Where it's improving, it's getting a little bit better. Where it's under trouble, it's getting a little bit worse. So it's kind of a mixed bag in Brazil. We don't see it as a game changer at this point. Yes, we might whittle down world carryouts, but I don't think it's going to be enough to make a big difference in what we're looking at out here. Corn market, we're just in this never-never land. If we close under 377, it's a problem. If we can close over 392, that would be great. Beans need to close over 941, take out the 200-day moving average. So we're, you know, a little bit of a ways away from, you know, really strong closes. But on any given day, if there's a Chinese announcement, we could see higher prices out here. So again, I wish I had something really more concrete to offer you. But with the government shutdown, there's just not a whole lot of fresh news. And that's the way it is. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.